First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. We got to give credit to Christopher Elliott's newsletter, Elliott Confidential, for bringing light to the subject of bad customer service, or as he says it in the title of his latest newsletter, Customer Service is a Joke in the Travel Industry. Do you see this as a growing problem, or has it always been there?
I think it's a growing problem, and we've seen it more since the pandemic. And not only for consumers, but for travel agents too, because we're working with these different travel suppliers, whether they're car, hotel, airline, cruise ships. It's bad out there sometimes. And a lot of it has to do with, when you're dealing with representatives that may just be new in the industry or overwhelmed because there's more demand than there are service people.
Well, I was going to bring that up. Are we too demanding? Like, I've seen like some of the videos that people post about unruly passengers and just really rude people. So I think there's kind of two sides to this story, right?
There is, absolutely. Because you get to a certain level of what you consider what service is. And people, consumers, don't have patience anymore. They want instant gratification, satisfaction. They want everything they want right now. So sometimes that's not always possible. So we always say, pack a bit of patience. We all have to learn, right? So no matter who we're dealing with, they might not be in a situation to help you as fully as you want to be helped out. That's why I always say, and I know I'm prejudiced because I am a travel agent, work with a travel agent because they can take the angst out of that for you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like having a lawyer, right? Someone that's going to argue the facts instead of getting emotionally involved with it, right?
Right. And, working with a travel agent, too, they're your advocate. They're also working with preferred travel partners. So they have a relationship with that business partner that they can leverage some of their knowledge and their working relationship of, a number of years have been established. They know that they're a good company that they're offering. That's why, some people, they love the internet and they think they see something from a company that, this is really good. But when you explore it further, like, is it a reputable company? Do they have credibility? Like, if something goes wrong, is there good customer service and resolution? So there's a lot of things that can contribute to bad service. But also it's important that you know who you're dealing with, that they are reputable, because you don't want your hard-earned money to go down the drain because you don't get the service that you purchase or it's not up to par, whether it's actually product and service or whether it's taking care of your requests.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, getting back to Christopher Elliott's newsletter, Elliott Confidential, how bad is customer service in travel? So he throws out, the Department of Transportation, and of course, he's U.S.-based, but we have our own Transport Canada complaints about the airlines. I think when people think about customer service, top of mind comes the airlines. But having said that, I haven't really experienced horrible customer service when it comes to the airlines, and I don't know, maybe because I've worked in customer service and that kind of thing, that you sort of know how to complain, who to complain to, and timing is everything and that kind of thing. But car rentals are another one, hotels are another one, but overall, if I was going to complain about customer service, it would be with the cell phone companies and the cable companies.
Yes. Well, travel is such a broad spectrum that, you can get good customer service and bad. And what I like about the evolution of travel is there's a lot of self-serve tools for travelers to use. So like, say something goes awry with your airline booking, you can go on to their website, pull up your booking reference, and try and rebook yourself. Sometimes it doesn't work, but a lot of times it does work for you. There are times that you really do need to get a hold of an airline. I like the fact that they now give you callback options instead of waiting hours and hours on hold to be acknowledge what it is. But yeah, there are times where it's just upsetting. It's not just you that's involved, it's your family. Nobody wants to sleep on the airport floor for a couple of days before they get going on their next trip. But that's why, you get involved with your travel agent, and they'll discuss what the benefits are when you get trip cancellation insurance or a different type of insurance that can help you along your way. Maybe you just don't go with that airline at that time because they can't help you. You book another airline to get you to your destination and then claim it back on trip cancellation under interruption. So again, yes, customer service can be bad, but I think the self-serve tools are a help. It doesn't help your frustration, absolutely. Or, you're looking forward to this great trip, and then a strike gets called.
There are some things that you can do, though, right? Like, there's a way to complain and there's a way not to complain.
If you spark at somebody, everybody's human, right? They might spark back, or being in travel, there's times where you're trying to book with a supplier, and sometimes we just get hung up on, and so like you're upset because of that, but you just have to focus on the problem and not the person, right? I think that's a huge thing. And at the end of the day, you'll remember who helps you, like as far as a travel supplier, who helps you and who doesn't. So the next time you book, you may not book with that company because you don't have that sense of faith in them. So that's another way to what you do is like you question your loyalties. Is this the company that you want to work with in the future? Because, or do you are you upset, because of the ridiculous fees that are out there or the outrageous prices? Word of mouth, really reflects on a company's reputation, right? So if you don't like it and you tell your friend who tells a friend, that's going to affect them too. So I think at the end of the day that they do realize that business can walk and it should walk if you're not happy. I really believe that.
Oh yes, and me too. The trouble is, especially here in Canada, if you're talking about airlines, we don't have a whole lot of choices. Hotels, there's lots of choice. Car rentals, yeah. Even cruise lines, there's lots of choice, but not so much with the airlines. So you're kind of sometimes stuck with what you got.
Fair comment. Absolutely, fair comment. And in Canada, it does sometimes just boil down to a couple of airlines. There are charters, but they don't go throughout the year.
I will say this, when you do get good customer service, it is a really nice surprise.
Absolutely. Or somebody that knows their product or their service and that
Absolutely,
can talk
yes.
to you in an informed manner. And then, one of the other things is that they can make a decision. They don't have to escalate it.
Yes, that's the other one too, where you're talking with someone and then they don't have the power to make the change or make the decision. That's another one that's very frustrating. So I think if people maybe lower their expectations a little bit, and maybe used honey instead of lemons in their form of complaints, maybe on both sides, customer service just might get a little bit better. We'll see.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, if you're not having a good conversation, customer service, I always say end the call and start again, because sometimes it's just not going to, with that particular call or that conversation, it just may not go anywhere because both parties are frustrated.
Very true. Yeah. Like just trying to talk to somebody else. That's also good advice. Yeah. Always great advice from Onanta Forbes, who is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes, onantaforbes.com. You're going to be traveling next week. Hopefully we can catch up to you in your travels. Where are you going?
I'm going to Portugal. So we're going to spend the first couple of nights in Porto, and then we're going on an Avalon River cruise on the Douro. So it's one of their newest ships, only 102 people on board. We're that two people. And so we're going to be able to explore different ports within that river. And I can't wait to share my adventure with you.
And I'm sure the customer service will be absolutely fabulous, and you'll have glowing reports.
Yes. Well, I just read a Travel and Leisure survey that Avalon was number two on the list for river cruises. So looking forward to it.
There you go. I can't wait to hear it. Talk to you next week, Onanta. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.